From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Pentagon says U.S. military forces have conducted airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Libya. Officials say the strikes in the Islamic State stronghold of Sirte came at the request of UN-backed Libyan Government of National Accord. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
They felt that there were specific capabilities we could bring to bear that they were limited in terms of their military capabilities being able to conduct. And one of the things that we're able to do is to conduct precision airstrikes in an urban area like this, reducing the risk of civilian casualties.
U.S. strikes will continue to target Islamic State forces in Sirte in order to enable the government to deny IS a safe haven in Libya. A Russian military helicopter was shot down Monday in northwestern Syria, killing all five people on board. Russia's defense ministry said the helicopter was hit as it returned from delivering humanitarian aid to the city of Aleppo. Turkish forces Monday detained 11 soldiers suspected of attacking a hotel where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was staying during an attempted coup in mid-July. The captures were made near the resort town of Marmaris and followed the detention last week of several other soldiers accused of targeting Mr. Erdogan. Monday's captures are the latest in a crackdown against those who allegedly played a role in the attempted coup. Authorities in Afghanistan have declared a far eastern border district free of Islamic State militants. They say the security forces killed nearly 300 militants during a month-long offensive. Statements were made by Provincial Governor Salim Khan Kunduzi. This is VOA News. A Nigerian commission has found the army killed 348 people from a Shiite sect last December and called for the prosecution of those involved. The judicial inquiry said in its report published Monday, the Nigerian army used excessive force during a three-day raid on the city of Zaria. U.S. political surveys are showing that Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton regained her edge over Republican Donald Trump after last week's Democratic convention. Trump enjoyed a similar bump in polling against Clinton after the Republican convention 2 weeks ago. CBS News says Clinton leads Trump 46% to 39%. A network poll after the Republican convention showed the race tied at 42-42. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's feud with the parents of a fallen Muslim American soldier continued Monday. Arizona Senator John McCain, a prisoner of war in Vietnam in the 1960s, and the losing Republican presidential candidate in 2008, rebuked Trump for disparaging Khizr Khan and his wife Ghazala. Their son was killed by a suicide bomber in Iraq in 2004. The Khans endorsed Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, and have continued to speak out against Trump in television interviews. Officials in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida have discovered 10 more cases of the Zika virus. That prompts the governor of the state, Rick Scott, to ask for federal help to fight the spread of the virus. Florida has a total of 14 known cases of Zika, all caused by mosquitoes, according to Governor Scott, coming from local areas. State health officials believe the spread of the Zika virus is limited to a square mile area in Miami-Dade County, just north of downtown Miami. Islamic State is inciting supporters to mount attacks on Christians. The latest issue of IS's online magazine, widely read by supporters and sympathizers, focuses on the theme of Break the Cross. IS sympathizers recently slit the throat of an 85-year-old French priest as he was celebrating Mass, a killing French officials fear was a deliberate tactic to provoke a Christian backlash in France against Muslims. Taiwan's president has for the first time formally apologized to the country's indigenous people for centuries of mistreatment. Tsai Ing-wen apologized Monday for what she called the suffering and injustice done to Taiwan's indigenous community over the past 400 years. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.